Today is NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr's 87th birthday. We all have learned a lot from Dan over the years, so this week we asked him to reflect on his career. Dan demurred at first, but not for too long.
47 years ago, an evocative number, and a man asked me to put aside my brooding over the events of the day and reminisce a little about the past. Reminisce. I grew up in a world without jet planes or ballpoint pens, without nylon hose or atomic bombs, and without television, which I first saw demonstrated at the New York World's Fair in 1939. I little realized that television would transform the nature of journalism, my chosen profession. I was then still of the Hello, Sweetheart, Get Me Rewrite school. But 15 years later, I would be abandoning the printed press and joining Ed Murrow at CBS. I soon learned that television wasn't just about conveying information, but about glorifying the conveyor of the information, the star. When I asked a young producer the secret of success for a print reporter going into television, he replied, "Sincerity. If you can fake that, you've got it made." So I faked sincerity as best I could, which wasn't too well, during 23 years in CBS and 5 years in CNN. I must admit that I enjoyed a lot of it, especially opening the CBS bureau in Moscow and getting Nikita Khrushchev to sit down for his first television interview, or covering Watergate and finding my name on Nixon's enemies list. Most of my journalistic career was dominated by the search for the scoop. My most consequential scoop was revealing on the CBS Evening News in 1975 that under several presidents, the CIA had tried to assassinate Fidel Castro and various other Third World leaders. That touched off a searing Senate investigation that concluded the agency had not actually killed anyone, but not for want of trying. Since leaving Ted Turner's CNN in 1985 and joining NPR, I found a satisfying home for the evening of my career. I no longer pursue scoops, but concentrate on the context and the meaning of things. I interact with journalists a third to a half my age, who seem to regard me as a walking history book. If asked, I tell them one lesson I've learned in some 60 years in journalism. There are today, more than ever, pressures to conform and not rock the boat. At least once in your lifetime, take a risk for a principle you believe in, even if it brings you up against your bosses. So, I'm glad to be considered a walking history book, as long as I'm still walking. This is Daniel Schorr.
By the way, Common Cause has announced that it will honor Dan Schorr with the John Gardner Public Service Achievement Award on September 12th. Common Cause says it established the Lifetime Achievement Award to be given annually to an individual who, by the force of imagination, initiative, and perseverance, has made an outstanding contribution to the public interest and the advancement of sound, effective, democratic ideals.